12 years ago, UK businessman Des Brennan bought a small potted ivy cutting into his office to brighten up the workspace. It's since taken on a life of its own, trailing up the walls and along the ceiling of the office in Gloucestershire. It's now just almost 100 metres long and still growing. I spoke to Des about his massive creeper and began by asking how big it was when he bought the plant.
It was only around about 3 foot high, came in a tiny little pot, and we actually had it in our bathroom upstairs. It very quickly outgrew the bathroom, so we took it to the office, and we've had it there ever since.
Okay, and when you brought it into the office, how big was it then?
Oh, it wasn't so much tall, it was just hanging. It had grown around about 3 foot, so we needed somewhere to pin it to. So the office was the obvious solution. So we bought little hooks and drilled them into the wall, and then we started using elastic bands to hold up the strands, and it just continued, and it went round the office, a couple of times.
So how much does it cost to maintain this thing?
Oh, very little. Very, very little. We give it a little bit of water every day. We top up the soil about once a year in the pot, and that's it. And it just goes and goes. It's been quite a big selling point, you know, for our business, because, you know, people know us for the, you're the packaging company. With a big ivy in the office, you know, and people come in, they go, is it real, is it plastic? It's become very, very well known over here in the Cotswolds.
Have you had to repot it, or is it still growing out of the same pot?
No, we put it into a larger pot a couple of years ago, actually. It's in a pot now at around about 14 centimetres diameter.
So when it grows too big to fit in the office, what's your plan?
Oh, we'll knock a hole in the ceiling and it can go up onto the mezzanine. And just keep on going.
And what do your colleagues think of this plant?
Oh, they love it. In fact, one of the girls in the office on our BBC News, it ended up on BBC Breakfast News, and it ended up in BBC Evening News because of the size of it. And she happened to say that when I go away on holiday, her and the staff, you know, threaten to cut it back, trim it. And unfortunately, she's had some hate mail and a few words said on the website. It's been quite unusual, you know, the response. But although saying that, you know, there's been a lot of people jumping to her defence and jumping to the plant's defence when people have said horrible things about the plant. It's been very amusing, actually. You know, people saying, well, I think it's awful, you shouldn't have it in the office, it's an eyesore, it's ridiculous. People are saying, well, you know, you should have got the Specsavers, and it's been really, really funny, I've got to be honest. And some of the emails, you know, that we've had through the website, you know, people saying that there was one guy put on there, he said, I work in an office, I don't have any windows, I don't have any shelves, I haven't even got a bookcase. I don't know when he's going to be released, but it sounds like he's doing time somewhere.
Has anybody offered to buy the plant off you?
No, I've got to be honest, I don't even think you could move it. It's so entwined now with the building and the ceiling, it would take a lot of moving.
Who maintains the plant with you? Are there other people that help water the plant, or how do you have some kind of rostered shift in terms of taking care of the plant when you're not there?
No, in fact, I was pretty smart on this side. I said to the girls, if anything happens to my plant, if it dies, then I'm going to turn the heating off. So it's in their interest to make sure that the plant survives and is well looked after, otherwise it'll be cold during the winter times. And it works.
Cruel threat there to turn the heating off after looking after his plant. Now, that's a story my mother would love. I think one of our worst chores growing up as kids was having to water all her house plants. That was Des Brennan, small business owner of Gloucestershire, now famous for his massive ivy plant.